Good morning. That upper level disturbance we've been tracking for the better part of the last week through the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes is now lifting through interior New York and New England. The result is a lot of cloud cover and scattered showers, especially in the Champlain Valley and closer to the Canadian border. But as that low tracks overhead, along with its cool pool of air, instability will be generated in the atmosphere, and more of us will see some passing showers today. If we get some hints of sunshine or even some bright spots, a greater amount of instability could induce a few thunderstorms through the afternoon hours with some heavier downpours as the low moves through. The overall track, though, will have this storm system through the northeast and into the Maritimes by this time tomorrow. High temperatures today with the clouds and showers will be in the upper 60s. Areas of fog and drizzle will develop tonight. Still the risk of a few showers passing through in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then, as that storm departs tomorrow, clouds will eventually break up, giving way to a mix of sun and clouds tomorrow afternoon, but mainly dry with highs in the middle to upper 60s. As we head into the middle and latter portion of the week, a ridge of high pressure will build both in the middle and lower levels of the atmosphere. This will bring us back to full sunshine on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and temperatures will respond nicely, lower 70s Wednesday and lower to mid-70s on Thursday and Friday. Beyond this time frame, the forecast for interior New York and New England will heavily hinge on the exact track of Hurricane Matthew along the eastern seaboard. Right now, it looks like the track will stay off the coast, but this should certainly change as we head into the middle and latter portion of the week, so we'll keep tabs on this. Temperatures close to 70 for both Saturday and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Major Hurricane Matthew, located now about 230 miles south-southeast of Kingston, Jamaica. Matthew is moving toward the north near 6 miles per hour. A general northward motion with some increase in forward speed is expected through tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Matthew will approach Jamaica and southwestern Haiti tonight and eastern Cuba tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 130 miles per hour with higher gusts. Matthew is a Category 4 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Some fluctuations in intensity are possible during the next couple of days, but Matthew is expected to remain a powerful hurricane through tomorrow. Hurricane warnings are in effect for Jamaica, Haiti, eastern Cuba, and the southeastern Bahamas for high winds and life-threatening flash floods and mudslides created by rainfalls which could exceed 20 inches. Meanwhile, a deep upper-level storm will move from the Pacific Northwest northeastward into the northern high plains by midweek. A low-pressure system at the surface will spin up and deepen over eastern Montana and pull a cold front through the northern and central plains. Anomalous moisture feeding into the system will yield higher precipitation amounts across portions of the northern Rockies and eastern Montana. The higher terrain will likely get snow, and as temperatures cool down, the snow levels will steadily lower. Accumulations for the Little Belts and Beartooth ranges may reach a foot by midweek. Winter storm warnings have been issued. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 39 degrees, with a northwest wind at 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 14 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 58 degrees, the dew point 56, 93% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.99 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Imperial and Thermal, both in California, to a low of 16 at Lakeview, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, lower 70s. Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, upper 60s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with the risk of a shower and highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 63 degrees, the low 54. The average temperature 59, that's 4 degrees above normal. 0.06 inch of precipitation yesterday, that's also the total for the month of October so far, and 25.69 inches for the year, which is 4 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees, the average low 44. The record high 83 set in 1967 and the record low 29 in 1945. Sunrise this morning, 6:55 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:32 p.m. 11 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, a scattered shower today, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the chance of showers and lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy skies today with a few passing showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, a few showers today, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the chance of showers and lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today, damp, scattered showers around, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the risk of showers and lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers today, perhaps a thunderstorm, and highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of showers tonight, areas of fog with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds and fog early, then gradually sunshine will mix back in, mid to upper 60s. Mostly sunny 70 Wednesday, mostly sunny Thursday and Friday, lower to mid-70s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Saturday, lower 70s and near 70 with the chance of rain on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.